She's Brianna Lake of Belvedere North, a senior for the Belvedere North girls basketball team. About a week or so, a week and a half ago, Brianna broke the school record, all-time scoring record for the Belvedere North Blue Thunder, and now sits about 5 points away from 1,000, another great milestone, and they've got a game tonight against Auburn. So first of all, Brianna, thank you so much for being on with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So are you feeling better? Last Saturday night, we broadcast your doubleheader, your game with Belvedere North. We had the boys-girls doubleheader. We had a little celebration afterwards at the coach's corner. We're going to announce you as our MVP of the game, but you went home not feeling so well. So obviously, I assume you're playing much better now.
Yeah. I had a migraine during the middle of the game, so that was not fun, but I'm a lot better now.
I noticed that. You know, the one thing, Paul, my co-host here, was at the game as well, and we noticed that you hit that great shot, that kind of driving down the side bank shot just before the buzzer at halftime. And immediately ran up to stands to go see your mom. And I thought, what's going on? Paul, you said you thought she's getting money for chips or something.
Yeah, I thought you were hungry, Bree, at halftime and that you needed something to eat.
No. Oh, that's funny.
Is the migraine an issue that you have a lot or just happened to crop up that day?
I've had it in the past. It kind of runs in the family. So it's something that I have dealt with, but it's not really too frequently, so it was kind of weird. I've never had one in the middle of a game before. So.
That's what I was going to say. That's the weirdest thing, and the worst thing probably is to have it in the middle of the game. You'd hope it would never crop up again when you got a big game coming up or something, you know, get to the postseason, all that. So, well, first of all, talk a little bit about the when did you break the school record? What game was that?
It was during the Winnebago game over our Christmas break, our holiday tournament at Boylan.
Okay.
It was that Saturday over break, so... Exciting.
Do you know specifically what actual basket was the record breaker, or did you not know that much going in?
I do not. I didn't even know I was near, even close to the record, actually. I didn't know that it was coming up or that was the game. It was a complete surprise. My team actually knew. Coach Leonard, told them in the morning before we left, and it was really cool. They all signed a ball for me, so that meant a lot. After the game, they all... made the announcement, so I have no idea which bucket it was, but it was a complete surprise.
So obviously Coach knew, and all your teammates knew. You're probably the only one that didn't know going into the game?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy. And they kept it a secret from you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and we actually had two games that day, and I didn't break it till the second game, and so I hung out with them all day. We went to the mall together, and they all kept it from me, so
wow.
It was really surprising.
Hey, Bree, you surpassed Taylor Martacci. Now, you played with Taylor, right?
Yeah, I did, my freshman year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, have you talked to her at all? Have you had any contact with her?
I have. She's so supportive. We talk here and there throughout the years, and she comes to a lot of our games, you know, when she's home from college. So, she's a huge supporter and friend. I love her, and her mom is a huge support to the girls' basketball team, and me as well, so it was really cool.
And Bree, you've been a four-year player for the varsity and Coach Leonard, and when you have a young player that's been there, Randy, for the entire length of her career, I mean, it seems like you've been there for 7 or 8 years, actually, Bree. It's hard to believe it's only been four, but how do you feel over the course of your career at Belvedere North, how do you feel like you've grown as a player from the time you were a freshman to now as a senior?
I think the main thing is just my confidence and leadership out on the court. I struggled a lot, especially freshman, sophomore year, just with confidence and, believing in myself and knowing that, you know, my teammates and everybody, has trusted me out on the court. I know they did, but I just, really struggled in the mental part of the game. I really got in my head a lot, but... you know, growing as a player and, you know, getting older and having the experience on varsity, it's really helped shape me into a more confident player, which reflects better play on the court and a smarter play and also just leadership, too. I was the captain last year as well as this year, and I'm just one of the more vocal ones on the court. I do have the most experience, so I try to help push that out on the court in practices and in games. We are a young team too. We only have two seniors, so I think that's really important. Ashlyn Smith and I are the two seniors, and we're trying to help the underclassmen and, you know, all the juniors on our team in that way. So
you mentioned before about that you didn't know going into the game. Of course, you had the record, but did you know, at least coming into the season, that you were close to it? Would you think about that record, or is that something that's just been totally a surprise?
Yeah, so that's actually been one of my goals since my freshman year, is to get 1,000 points. So I know I've been trying to, like, work towards it. I knew it was a possibility. I knew I was on the right track, but I didn't know I was going to get it at the first half of the season. I thought I was going to be cutting it more close to the end.
You know, and the other thing, too, is that it helps to have such a great team that you're on, having so much success so far this year, and that means that you're probably going to have a deep playoff run. So there's a lot more games to go. I mean, you can really pile on to this record and really make it nothing's ever untouchable, but really make it difficult for the next girl to come along and break your mark.
Right. That's what I'm hoping for.
Talk a little bit about the season this year. I mean, you guys came in as, I mean, everybody's talking Hononega Boylan, and then you had that great game with Boylan earlier this year, one that you guys might have had the lead in the fourth, if I'm not mistaken, and just it got away from you, but still, you kind of proved that you belong in the conversation. Now, you just played Hononega on Tuesday night, I believe it was, and lost to them. So Talk a little bit about your season so far, where you are, what progress you've seen, and with a second chance at both those teams, how do you think you'll fare the next time around?
Well, like I said, we were really, like, hesitant going into the season. We really didn't know what we were going to expect or how good we were going to be because it was a brand new team. We only had four girls coming back from last year, very young. So, but I'm extremely impressed and excited with how well we've done so far. Right in the beginning, I think it was our third game of the season, we beat Geneva, the back-to-back two-time state champions for 4A. So that was a really big win for us and really got us going. And we went on a win streak up until Boylan. Boylan was a huge game. We were actually beating them pretty much the entire game until the very end. Mm-hmm. We let it slip away by two. So that was frustrating, but still a really exciting game. We looked at Hononega on Tuesday as kind of a test for us to see exactly where we were at in conference and as a team. And unfortunately, their press really just got to us. So we have Auburn tonight, which is a huge game. So after tonight, taking it one game at a time, we do see Hono really soon on Saturday. So that's actually a good thing for us. So we can kind of, it's fresh in our minds what we did wrong and what we need to work on. And so we can really get it going on Friday, tomorrow at practice, and really prepare for them.
I think
we have a really good chance.
I'm sorry. Keep finishing.
No, yeah, I'm good. No, go
I was going to say, when I talked with Coach Leonard, he mentioned that. I thought it was very interesting, the fact that you play Hononega twice within basically a week or so. And we were saying that might be a good thing because no matter the outcome, you can learn from it and react quickly, as opposed to if you were to lose, and then, okay, we got to come back in 5 weeks and kind of harken back to what we did wrong that time and fix it. You guys have it fresh in your mind, like you said.
Right.
So you guys are sitting now at 6-2, and Auburn's at 7-2, so that'll be a good game tonight as well, and you're 12-5 overall. I didn't mention that you're averaging about 13 points a game. I want the big inside scoop, though. I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you do. That Coach Leonard is my co-host Paul Arco's stepson. So we want to have the real inside dirt as to what kind of coach Aaron Leonard is behind the scenes.
Oh, he is so much fun, actually. He is really energetic, and his pregame speeches just, like, really get us going. He's known for the thought of the day that he always has at the end of every practice. So he's really motivational in that way, and he's really, he's younger, obviously, so he's really just energetic, and, you know, whenever we get our water breaks, he's, you know, running around with us, and he gets in there if we are short a player, if we want to go, you know, 5-on-5, up and down. He pushes us, so it's not all fun and games all the time. He knows when, and we do too, when it's time to be serious and really focused. So he was actually Coach of the Year last year, so that's well-deserved. he's a great person and coach, and I really am glad that I've had him as a coach all 4 years.
How much does he try to brainwash you with that Packers stuff, Bree?
Oh, God. Too much.
I know.
Bree, it's never too much. No, never too much Packers stuff.
Hey, with Coach Leonard, it's way too much. Trust me.
One last quick question, Brianna. What then are your personal goals? I mean, like I said, you're 5 points away from 1,000, which I would assume you're going to get that tonight. I would hope you get it tonight. But your personal goals, and how deep can this team go in the regular season and the postseason?
Well, those two questions actually tie hand in hand together because one of my goals is to make it past regionals. I really do think our team can get a regional championship this year, and we have not done that since I've been on the team. The past 4 years, we haven't done that. So that's been a goal of mine, again, since my freshman year. So it would be really cool to accomplish that for our team. And I do think we can. I think we have the makeup, and with how we've been playing and preparing for the games, I think we have a really good shot this year.